Welcome to the 5-Star Life Show, your home for content related to education, parenting, and changing wrong mindsets so you can live a 5-star life. I'm your host, Coach Seth. Let's do this. I'm your host, Coach Seth, and I am joined in studio, not with my co-host, Coach Mia. She's out of town, but I do have producer Arnold. Are you mic'd up and camera'd up?
I am mic'd up and camera'd up. Coach Seth, 5-Star Nation, what's going on?
All right, we're going to have a great show. If you just tuned in, go to 5starlife.org to learn more. And just a reminder, you can listen to this show anywhere that podcasts are streamed. You can also watch us. I've got some great feedback, Arnold, from viewers out there, like my mom, who says YouTube has been the key for her. So she listens every week and she watches it because she's a visual person. So those visual learners, those people that are like YouTube people, you can find us at The 5-Star Life on our YouTube channel. And just hit the subscribe button so you don't miss a episode. You can do the same thing if you're streaming on a podcast. But go to 5starlife.org to learn more. And thank you again for hitting the like button and the share button if you think the content is helpful for the people in your world. We're on a mission to change the face of education, of sports, and of culture. And we do that by targeting the core operating system of a person, their mindset. And Arnold, we've had an incredible 2024 so far, just with the growth of programs, reaching more kids in more ways. And we just concluded our 5-Star Life Innovative Learning Program. So think about how many times you've heard in the last couple years from a parent or from a teacher or a kid like, man, school is just, my kids aren't learning or they're not engaged or they're struggling. I wish they could do more practical things, like hands-on, things that actually give them skills. Arnold, have you heard that a little bit?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, for sure.
So our response was to create 5-Star Life Innovative Learning, and we just finished our six-week pilot program with Navarre Middle School in South Bend, and what an incredible partnership. Arnold, are you familiar with the South Bend Empowerment Zone?
I am through just a little bit that I hear about it through 5-Star Life, but maybe you can tell us a little bit more.
So several years ago, there was a group of struggling schools within South Bend Community School Corporation, underperforming schools, and the state stepped in. The district worked with the state to say, "Hey, you know, we've got to turn this around." And this really unique situation was created where they have this autonomous zone within South Bend Community Schools where it's a separate school district, a separate school board, and they have a lot of space to be innovative and do things differently and to try things differently. And I got to tell you, Arnold, I am super impressed with the school chief, Dr. Lewis. Had a lot of opportunity to interact with him, and the guy is absolutely brilliant. And he's a strong leader. And so it's been fun to be able to watch him kind of get his hands dirty and bring on some people that really a great team around him and a great board that they have. They have an incredible school board. People that are creative, innovative, but also very sharp and very practical at the same time. And so they said yes to innovative learning. I said, man, we'd love to bring all of our sixth graders out to Summit for 6 weeks every Friday. And we had a presentation to the school board this week, and we got to share some information with them. And I want to share just a few of these metrics so people are listening. So for those of you who love education and those of you who love education but are frustrated with education, thinking, man, I wish it was more practical, let me just share you what kids learned. We had three courses that we offered to start with, that where we took programs we had at our 350-acre training facility, and then we aligned them to state education standards. And we had three different courses we began with. We're going to add more courses. But we started with health education. And get this, 100% of participants were able to demonstrate mastery of proper CPR administration technique and practices. So that's a big deal. 100% of students were able to communicate the solutions of a problem analysis, either orally, visually, or in writing, including the process steps, findings, or conclusions when determining how to act in a CPR situation. So kids are able to assess, do they need CPR? Are they breathing? Are passages blocked? Do they have a pulse? They're able to process all those things and then administer properly. So all those kids passed, and they had to do CPR on an adult, and they had to do this it wasn't a real baby, but they had to also get a certification for a baby as well, an infant. So these kids are literally, in this six-week program, they finished by earning their own CPR certification. How cool is that?
I mean, that's extremely impressive, and I can tell you right now that there are a lot of us out there that are not certified in CPR, but one of the things I can guarantee you is we're going to look back on these days and there's going to be a life out there that was saved because one of, the kids from the South Bend Empowerment Zone got to go through the CPR course. And there's something to be said about people that are passionate and have a vision and are invested in the development of kids, like the, I forget the representative that you mentioned, his name from the Empowerment Zone.
Mr. Harris.
Mr. Harris. There's something powerful that happens when the Mr. Harrises of the world find an opportunity that empowers kids to make a difference. And that's what I love about Five Star. And that's what I love about, people that are invested to
sure.
that degree.
Yeah. Mr. Harris, the principal there at Navarre, and then Dr. Lewis, the school chief overseas of the district. So the cool thing is Beacon Health partnered with us on this to train all of our kids to run these courses, did a phenomenal job. We love Beacon and we're expanding our partnership there. But just anecdotally, anytime I was out there when this program was going on, I would just ask any kid I could, hey, if I just dropped on the ground and couldn't breathe, could you revive me? Could you bring me back? And every single kid immediately with confidence said, absolutely, I could save your life, Coach Seth. And so you could see it anecdotally too. You could see the confidence kids had, like, yeah, I got this. I can do this. So you're right. I think we're going to hear some situations where something happens tragically, somebody's choking, something, somebody's not breathing well. And I think you're going to hear some stories that'll be fun. So stay tuned for that. So it's been a great thing. The other thing I want to share is we had an equine course. So we had a health course, we had an equine course, and there was kind of two facets. There was a track of learning about the physiological aspects of a horse, the science part of it, the anatomy part of it, and then the nutritional and health part of it. Then the other side, there was the riding part, right? Which is a fun part. That's what most people think of equine, think of riding. Well, there's this whole other side to it. There's an educational piece. And so kids got to learn both sides. And just a few metrics, 98% of participants say that it was their first time ever earning a beginner horse riding mastery award. 98% of the kids had never been a part of something like this. If you're not familiar with Navarre Intermediate, it's smack dab in the heart of South Bend in the city. And another way, and I don't want to sensationalize this, but it is well known as a hub. When you hear violence, gunshots, a lot of times it's in that community, in that neighborhood. So these kids, they deal with all kinds of different adverse challenges for sure. So coming out to Summit, being in nature, being around equine, being around farm animals, for some of them, it's a very new experience. 100% of students were able to communicate the solution. I'm reading the same thing over. 75% of participants were able to demonstrate an understanding of the basic anatomy and physiology of a horse and the other barn animals, and how to treat and care for the common related health issues. Thirdly, this is cool. 75% of students were able to use models to describe that energy in animals' food, which is used for body repair and growth and motion and to maintain body warmth, was once energy from the sun. They could explain that and walk you through the model of how sun becomes energy to fuel that horse. Because we have solar panels on the roof, and we have a whole solar demonstration that they get to connect on the on kind of the science and technology side of it too, which is cool. But all of this becomes very practical, Arnold. You know, it's not just education in a book, reading about it. They're seeing it. They're seeing the solar panels. They're seeing the sun. They're seeing the animals. They're seeing the impact of that energy. And it all starts to click and make sense. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about the nature metrics. We had some there too, but I got to take a quick break before we come back. Go to 5starlife.org to learn more, to donate, to get involved.
Did you know that you can bring the values, lessons, and mindsets Coach Seth discusses on the 5-Star Life podcast to your local community? Schools are searching for programs and content that work. Just a simple introduction to your teacher or principal could be a game changer in your community. Inquire at 5starlife.org and someone from our team will be in touch.
Welcome back to the 5-Star Life Show. I'm your host, Coach Seth, and it's just me and producer Arnold today. We've got a great show. We've been just giving you some updates on the impact 5-Star Life is having. We're on a mission to change culture. And you do that by reaching in the heart and the mind of a kid, into their mindset, into their operating system. And, you know, you think about it, Arnold, you and I, our lives, who we are right now, is we are a product of our mindset. The different mindsets that we have determine where we're at. We are who we are because of our mindset, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And when you started by saying, you know, we're a product of, and I was expecting that old, you know, we're a product of our environment. I was like, where's Coach Seth going with this? But I like that little, I like what you have to say. So,
yeah, and that's true too. I mean, many people are a product of their environment, but they're talking about really just physiological environment. I'm talking about this mental, neurological, spiritual environment that we create. We are a product of that environment. A lot of times we just keep this conversation on the surface of, you know, where you grew up, what neighborhood, which does impact us. But there's so many people who grew up in the middle of a horrendous situation, but they got the tools and they learned somehow how to create an environment within their environment where they could thrive. This right here is the foundation of why 5-Star Life exists. We believe that every single person can live a 5-Star Life, but you need the tools for how to not just cope in a tough situation, not just survive, but to learn how to thrive. And it comes down to starting to teach kids how to train their minds. If they can get the proper perspective, the proper mindset, their whole life changes. And so in the first segment, we were talking about 5-Star Life Innovative Learning, which, by the way, if you're enjoying this show and you're like, man, our school district needs this, or I should share this with, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so, go ahead and share that the website 5starlife.org with them, and also just share this podcast with them. And remember, this is streamed anywhere podcasts are played. You could also share it our YouTube channel at the 5-Star Life, because this lives there as well. So you could watch it. Hit the subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. Send you reminders. It's super helpful. The thing I love about YouTube is it just picks right back up where you left off when you watch it again. So I love that part of it. But I was giving you an update on this new program, 5-Star Life Innovative Learning. And we just finished our first 6-week pilot program with Navarre Intermediate School. We have 3 programs in innovative learning. These kids were bussed out once a week for school, 1 day a week for 6 weeks. We had a health education course that was led by our partners at Beacon Health. Kids were CPR certified. They had this program called Stop the Bleed. So kids learn how to stop the bleed, dress the wound, and be on their way. It's, I mean, simple stuff. And then basic hand hygiene, health and hygiene, basic first aid. And then we had the equine program. I just talked about that in the previous segment. And then the last program I want to mention is we have a nature program. And this program kind of varies by season. We have different things we do with this program, this curriculum. But the cool thing, we were able to do entomology, the study of insects. We were able to do hatchet throwing and then archery. And 100% of the participants could demonstrate the correct steps of hatchet throwing routine. It's so funny because before we got a hatchet throwing program at Summit, I was in Houston. We did a pilot in Houston. I was working with inner city kids there. And these kids, we went to a place where they had hatchet throwing. And these kids, at first, they would not even take the hatchets. They were so, there's so much propaganda about violence that these kids thought, if I take this hatchet, this axe, I'm probably tempted to cut somebody's hand off or throw it at somebody and become an axe murderer. I mean, you could see the fear in their eyes. They're like, no, I don't touch weapons. I don't touch. They're like, no, this is a tool. This has traditionally been a tool to like chop trees down or to trim things. And so I saw that. I'm like, we've got to bring that to Summit. And we did. And so the fact that we have our kids locally learning how to use these tools, how to use them safely, how to throw them, it's also fun. The second stat, 100% of participants could demonstrate the basic steps of the shot sequence while shooting a bow is determined by USA Archery. Now, this is really cool because USA Archery is the certifying group for the Junior Olympics. So kids can take this as far as they want. So it's not like we're just out there kind of slinging arrows around and it's kind of like, you know, mamby-pamby program. This is a dialed in. We have Coach Ray, who is an archery expert, one of the best archery trainers in the country, leads the program, which, by the way, we're ramping up to create our own archery program and an archery team that will travel and compete. So very cool. If you have a kid that they're not sure what they like to do, they're maybe not into sports yet, our archery program is something you should really think about getting them into. There's probably still room to get in on our spring cohorts. We have an 8-week program, and that's really meant to be a feeder program for this archery team we're starting next fall 2024. So check that out at 5starlife.org. So anyways, cool stuff. The last statistic, 100% of participants were able to calculate their archery scores correctly. So we have math intertwined too. So some simple stuff, but cool highlights, right?
Yeah, that's phenomenal. One of the things I love about 5-Star is, you know, you touched on it earlier, but our innovative learning program aligns with state education standards. And so what that means is we're not running a parallel program to what schools are already doing. We're running a complementary program. And then through innovative learning, we're giving kids just such an opportunity to learn what it is, you know, teachers want to teach them in the classrooms in a real and in a practical way is one thing. And then in addition to that, you know, there's certain values that the kids are picking up, like courage. You know, you talked about that school in Houston. They looked at an axe and they didn't want to go anywhere near that, which kind of tells you a lot about, you know, just the importance of, you know, your mindset and just the fact that we're a product of our mindset, number one. But number two, we're giving kids the opportunity to learn these things and pick up all these values in a way that really complements what I believe, you know, teachers are looking to, you know, to instill in their students as well.
Yeah. So then, and then they embed the curriculum into their school week. So it's not just, even though it's one day a week at Summit, there's these tie-ins where teachers work to integrate it back into the school day. And so it's really cool. There was a teacher that said, yeah, I have kids that now are coming to me saying, man, I never really thought about going to the medical field, but after going through this 6-week course, like, I really think I want to go in the medical field. Like, I think I want to do X, Y, Z. So now their teachers are arming them with books from the library about different medical occupations. And kids are curious and hungry. Like, they're looking forward to diving in and learning more about how many opportunities they have. So that's the other benefit of this. And this is part of the intentionality of the program, Arnold, is to start younger. Fifth and sixth grade, starting to expose kids to ideas, to use their imagination about what might I want to do? What am I good at? What do I have an affinity for? The problem is we have so many kids that have no clue what they're good at because right now the current structure doesn't give kids enough opportunities that they can that are real, that are tangible, that pique their interest. It's all sequential learning. So super excited about that program. And the other piece that I want to dive into before the break is, and we're going to go deeper, but I want to talk about our 5-Star curriculum and the lessons we went into with these kids. Like, we went through a series. They spent 6 weeks learning about how to break through in motivation. Again, we listen to teachers and administrators. And one of the number one issues is like behavior and then academic engagement. In other words, these kids, they lack the self-control, the character, and they lack just simple motivation to show up wanting to learn, wanting to engage. And so our whole curriculum, Five Star Life curriculum, aligned with that and took them on this journey where we just said, listen, first of all, motivation is birthed by vision. You have to have a vision for who you want to be, where you want to go, or something you want to improve. If you don't have a vision, you'll stay put. If you don't have something compelling to move toward. And then the next lesson was all about goals. You have to set goals to get there. That motivates you. Then thirdly, you have to believe it's actually possible. If you don't believe it, you won't move towards it. And so we took them on this journey that was really powerful as well. And I want to dive into one of the lessons that we're covering with another program just to give folks an idea of the content and the level of engagement we have and how powerful it shifts mindsets. Go to 5starlife.org at the break. We'll be right back after this.
Five Star Life offers year-round programs for kids at our 350-acre training facility that we call Summit. These programs focus on three core components. First, each program includes lessons from our curriculum that targets kids' mindset. Secondly, each program teaches a skill like equine, archery, blacksmithing, basketball, fishing, boating, and many more. Thirdly, our programs connect kids to mentors we call coaches, who are trained to help kids live a five-star life. Go to 5starlife.org to learn more or sign up your kids.
Welcome back to the 5-Star Life Show. I'm your host, Coach Seth. My co-host, Coach Mia, is out of the office this week. So it is me, and I want to make sure I give a shout-out to producer Arnold, who's back here running the show.
Thank you, Seth. 5-Star Nation, what's going on?
Hey, before we dive in, I'm going to talk about something that's going to be like, hang on, because this is going to be really powerful. But I want to just remind people who have maybe listened to this show or you're a fan of 5-Star, maybe you're a follower of 5-Star, we have a really cool opportunity coming up. April 25th and 26th, we have a local station, 95.3 MNC, who for 12 years has taken 2 days, blocked it out, and said, we want these to be 5-star days. So in the morning drive from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. and then 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. in the afternoon, core drive times, we want to give 5-Star Life the opportunity to tell stories about the impact, the transformation, how 5-Star Life is changing the culture, right? Changing sports, changing education. And so you're going to hear from parents, teachers, students about how 5-Star Life is changing their lives and changing culture. So April 25th, 26th, mark it in your calendar and tune in to 95.3. And I would just say this, if you have a passion for kids and you, what we talked about in this program resonates with you, I would just ask you to get involved. I'd ask you to consider getting involved and being a 5-Star Life Radiothon champion. What does it mean to be a 5-Star Life Radiothon champion? It means you're going to just take a little extra time to be intentional about spreading the word about this Radiothon and saying, hey, tune in. We also live stream it, so you can live stream it. You can watch it online. But tune in to 95.3 MNC, or you can live stream. We'll have a website. We'll have a live feed going. But here's the other piece. Many of you make donations for the Radiothon. Being a champion, saying, I'm going to make my donation, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a step further. I'm going to find one person that I'm going to recruit to match my gift. Think about this. If you do that and you get somebody to match the gift and you have them do the same thing and everybody becomes a champion, they're going to match the gift. Think about if 100 people did that, match the gift. That would go crazy. And it's just everybody doing a little bit, doing their part. It can make a huge difference. Okay, why does 5-Star Life need money? We need money because we're changing lives. It costs money to change lives, to hire people, to have program staff, to develop curriculum, to do this. Like, it takes money to impact kids. And 2023 in 2024, we've experienced a downward trend in donations. And part of that is directly correlated to the economy. We never beg, we never twist arms, but we have needs. And we are growing. We have more requests than ever from schools. And to keep up with those demands, we need more money because we have program contracts that schools participate in. But then we also subsidize to make it sustainable. So donations are a big deal. So again, many of you, you're big believers, big fans, you're big supporters. Thank you to all of you for making this work because this is a grassroots movement. I would just ask you to consider being a champion. And a champion, again, is saying, I'm going to give a donation during the Radiothon, but I'm going to take a step further. I'm going to ask somebody else to match my gift. So this could get creative. And the question is, how many people could you get to match your gift? Can you get one person? That's a win. That's all I'm asking. But some of you, you're overachievers. You're like, I'm going to get 5 people, or I'm going to get 10 people. That would mean the world to us, and it would change kids' lives. And what kind of lives are we changing? Let me talk about last night. Last night, we had our SNAP program. SNAP is one of our newest programs, just under 2 years old, and it's a diversion program in partnership with the South Bend PD and the South Bend JJC, the Juvenile Justice Center, detention center locally. And it's a program devised to divert kids who get into minor trouble from going down a path of crime and getting into the system. So it's a prevention program. And high percentage of the kids that are referred will end up in that system if we don't do our job. And so here's an example. Last night I meet a kid, new cohort started, Arnold. This kid, 8th grade, when he was 3 days old, his mom decided she did not want to be a mom. Dropped him off at grandma's house. Grandma is a saint, but has her own demons, battling addiction. So his dad had passed away. So this kid is being raised by an incredible grandmother who struggles with addiction. Put those two together. Some people are like, well, they can't be an incredible. Listen, just because you're struggling doesn't mean you can't give love to your grandchild. And she had that desire and she offered that. And that's a big deal. I think so often I hear people that just are all down on people unless they're perfect. And I'm like, she's done so much for her grandson. But yet, she is very much alone too. She broke free and became sober 2 years ago. That's a huge step for a grandson. But her grandson has some anger issues. It started in kindergarten. Anytime somebody would talk about a mom or a dad, ask him about his mom or dad, he didn't know how to handle it. Just all kinds of emotions, all kind of anger and rage, he would fight. So since kindergarten until now, he fights. Anytime that trigger of a mommy or a daddy issue, it just brings out rage. Our program over the next 6 weeks is going to help him start to shift the way he looks at himself, the way he looks at his relationships, the way he looks at his future. And I'm telling you, I'm going to come back and tell stories about how in 6 weeks, have we turned his life complete? Is every problem solved? No. But think about this, Arnold. What is the turning point in a person's life? Is it reaching the end goal? Or is it the moment that they turn their life in a different direction, start moving in a different direction? The turning point is the catalyst for life change and creates a different life story. When you address a mindset, that's what you're doing. You're making a shift in the way they perceive themselves at that moment in time. You give them runway to start to pursue a five-star life. They didn't get into the situation they were in overnight. They're not going to get it to where they want to go overnight. But the change is ginormous.
Yeah, it's powerful. Again, you know, we're a product of our mindsets. And unfortunately, life is not always the fairest. You know, the young man that you're talking about, he didn't ask to be in that situation. He didn't ask for grandma to be in that situation. That's the situation he kind of found himself in. And, you know, when you look at a kid like that, and at what point was there anybody to kind of interject and to speak identity into his life and to say, hey, it doesn't matter what happened to you, doesn't matter what decisions mom made or maybe grandma's made along the way. And grandma, you're doing a great job. It doesn't matter what, you know, what decisions anybody made along the way, you're still valuable for who you are. And one of the things is, you know, with Five Star, we recognize that, and this is where we look to intervene. And just a quick point is, you know, one of the things that has helped Five Star get to where we are today, you know, with innovative learning, with SNAP, for example, is community partnership. So individuals that have seen this need, recognize the need, care about individuals and want to make a difference. There are organizations that see the need, care about a need, have expertise that we don't have, and have jumped on board. There are a lot of you out there, Five Star Nation, that I think that know somebody or have the resources to be able to help us, be able to step into these situations and make a difference. But this is where Five Star is extremely equipped, is we recognize the importance of a change in mindset, and we're very equipped to be able to equip kids to make a difference. And I'm excited to hear more about this young man, and excited to hear more about how things go over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, so stay tuned. But I do, you know, at the break, we'll pause in a second, but I want to come back and I want to walk through the session we walked the kids through and the parents through last night at SNAP. And while you're talking about partners, shout out to the City of South Bend. South Bend Alive grant program has helped fund this program. United Way has been great at giving us a venue, the Southeast Neighborhood One Roof Community Center. So shout out to you. Thank you very much. We'll be right back after this.
Five Star Life offers year-round programs for kids at our 350-acre training facility that we call Summit. These programs focus on three core components. First, each program includes lessons from our curriculum that targets kids' mindset. Secondly, each program teaches a skill like equine, archery, blacksmithing, basketball, fishing, boating, and many more. Thirdly, our programs connect kids to mentors we call coaches, who are trained to help kids live a five-star life. Go to fivestarlife.org to learn more or sign up your kids.
Welcome back to the Five Star Life Show. I'm your host, Coach Seth. My co-host is out this week, but I've got producer Arnold in the house.
Coach Seth, Five Star Nation, what's going on?
So I want to wrap this up by just talking about a few things. Many of you remember here a few weeks ago, I came on air and just mentioned that we had a fire. We are going through the whole insurance process and all of that, but many of you have reached out just asking, what can we do to help? And I would just say we have an account set up. If you want to make a donation to help support and offset any costs that we have, you're more than welcome to do that. We love that. We are still not to the end in knowing exactly what our needs are, but if you want to go ahead and do that, we have an account set up that we'll set aside, but just go ahead and go to Five Star Life and you can make a donation. Just make a note that you want this to go to support the fire, and that will be a huge, huge blessing to us as we move forward. So again, Radiothon April 25 and 26. Want you to be a champion for that. Get involved and pass it along, the domino effect. I want to wrap this up by going back into, in the previous segment, I just talked about the SNAP program, and you know, we're taking families through a process, and it's really cool. So we spend 2 hours together, and we have this, you know, group of individual families that come to this program, and you have moms and dads and grandparents that are representing their kids, and we start all together, and then we go through a lesson, and then we split to dive into the lesson. And last night's lesson, we're doing a series talking about how to break through, teaching kids how to break through in their social life. And, you know, most people can really quickly probably agree with me when I say so many kids, they are socially awkward. They don't know how to interact like they used to. And a lot of that is because of technology. They don't get as many reps in engaging with real people because they're stuck behind the screen. They're hiding behind the screen. And so, Arnold, you think about how we grew up. You know, you're with your parents, you're with your aunts and uncles, you're with your grandparents, whoever, whatever adult you're with them. And, you know, you're at the shopping market or you're at the store or you're wherever you are on vacation or wherever you are, you're with them and you're picking up on the social cues. You're watching how your mom, your dad interacts with people. You're listening to their conversations. You're watching the interaction. Is it good? Is it bad? What's the body language? You're learning all this stuff by viewing it. And now, kids, if you're watching me, I'm holding my screen up to my head. And now, instead of learning and absorbing from mommy and daddy and how they interact socially and how well they connect, I am totally disengaged from the process because I have a screen in front of me and I'm in my own world. This right here has caused the greatest social disconnect in human history. I have no data to back that up. It's a hunch. There is data that's showing that there's a lot of social disconnects, though, that's related to this. But I'm telling you, they're missing out. And so my first message to parents, grandparents, your kids that have phones, some simple things I would encourage you to think about. One, no technology at the dinner table when you're eating. Two, no technology when you're interacting in a group setting. Put it away. Just if you create these little hacks, these little policies where it's like, no, we're with people. If you're with two or more people, put your phone away. Listen, be engaged, pay attention. That will turn this thing around. Again, my generation of parents were the guinea pigs. We were thrown technology and we're told it was a great educational tool. We had no clue how bad the side effects were going to be. So now this next generation, I encourage you to learn from us and say, you know what? We're going to do this a little bit differently. We're going to use the technology for our benefit, but we're going to just, we're going to cut off all the negative parts of it. And that is unlimited free access to your technology whenever you want. A free for all.
Yeah. If parents, if you're listening, this is one of the biggest things that you could do for your kids. And it's interesting because we were at Edwardsbury at a school visit, and there was a young lady who had come to the realization of what kind of impact social media was having on her social life, on her emotional well-being. And Seth, do you remember that? And do you want to talk a little bit about that? Because I want to go somewhere with that.
Oh, this is so cool. So this girl, I was in front of a classroom just asking for feedback. Hey, what helped you in our five-star life curriculum lessons you go through in school? And this, you know, somebody brought up the social media challenge we gave them, which was to limit social media and technology to 30 minutes a day for the next 30 days. And so it was a real challenge. And this girl just said she loved the challenge. And she said she actually already started the challenge on her own. She said, I realized that I was getting more depressed. I had FOMO, the fear of missing out. And I was glued to my phone. I had anxiety over, did I wear the right outfit today? Was I getting the right clothes? Because so-and-so just posted that they're getting these clothes and this purse and those shoes. And she's like, I had so much anxiety. I finally came to the realization, I need to get out. And she just talked about how getting out and cutting it off totally, not just 30 minutes and not limiting it, but cutting it off, it changed her life. And she said, I have so much more creativity. I have so much more bandwidth. And I went through withdrawals for a little bit because I knew I was missing out. And she said, I feel so free. And all my friends that are my true friends, they know they can text me. They know they can call me. There's other ways to keep me updated in their lives. So big shout out to this girl. She's a sharp young lady. We actually interviewed her, so she'll probably be in a video lesson next year talking about it.
Yeah, for sure. And one of the things that, you know, you look at that situation, you think about it, you know, slowly but surely, you know, kids are coming to that realization by themselves, but not all of them are. And they're few and far between. I'm not a parent. I can't tell parents what to do. But as someone from the outside looking in, you can help kids along that process. You can help them get to that point. And, you know, as five-star, this is what we want for our five-star kids. But, you know, you look around the community and we look at the you know, the harms and the pitfalls of social media. And we just want to be able to help kids along that journey to discover that no, social media is having a negative effect on them.
Yeah. Yep. And not just social media, it's just screen time, just this consumption, constant, just unengaged, just passively consuming it. That's the real struggle.
And didn't you say your boys had a term for that? I forget the term, but
rot. Yeah, they call it rot. So it's so funny. My middle son, this buddy, they're at our house over at our house last week, and they're like, yeah, like, are you familiar with rot? My son's buddy's like, his name's Patty. He's like, Mr. Moss, are you familiar with rot? I'm like, I have no idea what rot is. Like, yeah, this is rot. And they show me a picture of one of their buddies, and he's sitting on a couch. He's slouched way down. He's just staring at a screen like he's, and you could tell he's like been in that position for a while. Like, this is rot. He's like, this is rot. We tell him that. We're like, dude, you rot. Like, you're rotting. So they went and they took his phone away, and he got so mad he ended up leaving. That's so funny. That's positive peer pressure. Like, that's actually pretty cool that kids are holding their friends kind of like, dude, you gonna hang out with us and be on your phone? Like, stop that. Be with us. Like, put the phone down and let's talk. There's a generation of kids that want to engage and experience life to the full. So it's pretty cool. So, like, the lessons we teach actually resonate with those types of kids, and they can kind of become a leader for their peers. All right, we're about out of time. I want to recap a couple things. I want to jump into this lesson about really, you know, how we help kids break through in their social life. I'm gonna have to hit this next week. But we ultimately last night in the session just talked about how, you know, your social life, the most important relationship you have is with yourself. And so many people have a toxic relationship with themselves. As much as we talk about how toxic friends and family members are ruining our lives, if we looked in the mirror and just asked the question, what is my relationship like with the person I'm looking at right now in this mirror? Woohoo! We often have a negative relationship. It's because of negative labels that have been put on us from negative experiences, or because of, we just don't know who we are. We're going to unpack that next week, so make sure you tune in. Thanks so much for tuning in. Remember, you can watch this on YouTube or anywhere podcasts are streamed. Hit the like button, subscribe button, and we'll see you next week.
At Five Star Life, we are changing the face of culture through education and sports by changing the most important piece of a human being's life, their mindset. If you are interested in being a part of our journey, please visit fivestarlife.org for more information on volunteer and donation opportunities.